So let's talk about overthinking today. So what is overthinking? Endlessly deliberating when making a decision and then questioning your decision. Attempting to read others' minds, trying to predict the future, reading on to the smallest details, etc. We constantly stay either in the past or in the future. That is, we are either thinking about what happened, why it happened, what else would have happened, and we think about what will happen, how will that happen, what if this goes wrong, what if that happens. So what ifs and shoulds dominate over the present, and the overthinking becomes as there is an invisible judge who is constantly being critical about every thought and action of a person in past and future. An overthinker is everywhere but in present, and that is the cause of suffering. One of the biggest outcome of the overthinking will be your sleep disturbance. So basically, when you're constantly thinking about things that are not in your control, that is past has already occurred and the events have already taken place. So rather than thinking about what has already happened, if we focus on what are we actually doing currently, don't you think we'll be investing the time? So what happens exactly is, most of the overthinkers ruminates. Ruminating is repeatedly going over to the events and asking big questions like, why did that happen? What does it mean? So Suzanne Nolan, the chairperson of the Department of Psychology at Yale University and the author of Women Who Think Too Much, says that ruminators never find an answer. So basically, if you look at it, the questions could be very philosophical when you think at it. When did that happen? Why did that happen? What does it mean? What if it happened because of this? What if it happened because of that? The questions are very philosophical, and when you look at it objectively, it is very difficult to answer philosophical questions objectively in yes, no, or in something wherein you get an objective answer. And maybe that is the reason people overthinking and ruminators actually never get answer, and they keep on thinking rather than being in present and working on things they should be working. Constant overthinking leads to ruminating, and once this rumination becomes a habit, it becomes a loop. The more you ruminate, the harder it gets to stop. So often, people confuse overthinking with problem solving. But what ends up happening is, we just sort of go in a loop. We are not really solving the problem. Overthinking is a mentally draining habit which can be extremely destructive. Rumination makes you susceptible to depression and anxiety. Many people overthink because they are scared of what could potentially go wrong in future. When we feel vulnerable about the future, we tend to keep on trying to mentally solve the potential problems of future that we have created in our own head. The problems don't actually exist, and there are high chances that it would not even happen. Excessive overthinking takes away our active participation in everything currently present around us, which creates problem in our day-to-day life. So if you look at it, we actually, you know, we create our own future. In my present, if I'm not focused on present and I'm thinking about either past or future, that means I'm not doing my work properly. If I'm not doing my work properly, it is definitely going to lead to the bad consequences in the future. That means the future that I was worried about, I created that future. So instead, if I will focus on the present, work on the things that I have in hand, focus on the solving the problems that I have in present, maybe I can avoid the future events that would be problematic, because I will not create them in my head and waste the time which I have in the present. So chronic overthinking or worrying is not permanent. It is a habit that can be broken. You can always train your mind to look at your life and circumstances with a very new and different perspective. That is, what you need to do is replace the thought rather than constantly telling yourself not to have a certain thought, which means, for example, when I sit for meditation and if I think about, I don't have to think about anything, what thought will always be there in my mind is, I don't have to think about anything. I don't have to think about anything. I don't have to think about the ice cream. Now what happened is, the picture of the ice cream has already popped in my head and I am thinking about ice cream. So instead, what you need to do is, if you realize that on a particular thought you're overthinking, you need to replace the thought. Replace the thought rather than constantly telling yourself not to have a certain thought. Which means, what you need to do is question yourself. Ask yourself, what's the probability that what I'm scared of will actually happen? If the probability is low, what are the some more likely outcomes? Find a constructive way of processing any worries or negative thoughts you have. What you can also do is write your thoughts down in a journal every night before bed or first thing in the morning. They don't have to be in any order. Do a brain dump or a thought outpour of everything on your mind onto the page. Sometimes that can afford a sense of relief. So the whole idea is to focus on what is happening in the present rather than what has happened in the past or what will happen in the future. You have to start noticing what is around you rather than what might come around in the future or what was there in the past. So if you have to stop overthinking, if you want to make your life better, if you want to make your day-to-day life worth living better, then what you need to do is, you need to focus on that day-to-day life. Focus on that particular event where you are. So suppose if you are in your office and if you're worried about what will happen in the evening when your husband comes, and if you guys talk about something that is stressful, this is going to lead to what? You will not be focused in your office. Probably your boss or some employee or somebody would... Something will happen and your work will go wrong, which will add on to more stress, and with that stressed mood you will go and talk to your husband, and eventually that will turn on to a fight. So basically, you yourself brought the situations where things did go wrong. So here the whole idea is to focus on what is currently around you. Now what also matters is self-talk. If you need to interrupt and replace hundreds of times a day, it will stop fast, probably within a day, says Dr. Margaret, a psychologist and author. So what he says is, every time you think that the loop is starting, that you're again thinking about it, one particular topic, again and again, same thoughts, you need to stop yourself. You need to ask yourself, what am I thinking? Why am I thinking it? Is it worth thinking at this moment? If it's not, stop. And how do you check whether it's worth thinking in this event or no? You have some work to do. You're procrastinating about that present work and thinking about the future. Do you think this is sensible and this is worth doing? Definitely not. Even if the switch is simply to return attention to the task at hand, it should be a decision to change the ruminative thoughts. So convert, I don't have good friends, to what's there. Could I take to deepen the friendship I had and find new ones? So what we need to do currently is, when we say about replacing thoughts, rather than, we need to see, do we do a negative self-talk with ourselves? When I say, I am not good enough, I have pimples on my face, I don't look good, people don't like me, probably my life would be like this, I'll never be loved, I will have this problem, I'll have that problem. Rather, what I can do instead is, check for the things that I can do to improve the condition of my skin, which means focusing on your own action, focusing on your own karma that is eventually going to make your future. So focus on things that are under your control. If you try to control things that are not under your control, it is going to add to more and more stress. It will degrade your mental health, eventually leading to all other problems in your life. So the mantra to stop overthinking would be, to start thinking about your present, as in start doing things that you're required to do at the moment. Complete the task that you have in your hand rather than thinking about present, rather than thinking about past or the future. Thank you.